Good morning. Widespread clouds hung on tough overnight across interior New York and New England. Still, temperatures were allowed to drop into the lower and mid-40s across most of the region, even some 30s across northern and central parts of New York and New England. So we'll open up the day a bit chilly. We should see at least some sunshine out ahead of a cold front, which will approach from the west by early to mid-afternoon. That sun, combined with a southwesterly wind flow increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour, will help push temperatures back through the 40s and 50s and into the lower 60s across the midsections of the region. Farther to the north, it'll be more of a struggle to get temperatures out of the lower and middle 50s, and some places may reach the 55 to 60 degree range here. Conversely, areas to the south, particularly the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, could even reach into the upper 60s or even closer to 70 with enough sunshine. Either way, that front will make an approach during the afternoon hours, and we can expect a quick shot of rain, maybe even some heavy rain or rumbles of thunder briefly as it moves on by. Later on, after the front passes by tonight, the clouds will begin to break up and temperatures will drop back into the 30s and lower 40s for overnight lows. This will lead to a new area of high pressure building in with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze out of the northwest tomorrow, bringing in cooler air with highs back down toward 50 across most of the region. The weather will stay dry into the day on Thursday, although sunshine will give way to some cloud cover during the afternoon and highs will stay in the lower 50s. By Friday, another disturbance will approach from the west. Sunshine will quickly give way to increasing clouds, and there is the chance of showers by the end of the day. It'll be breezy and a bit milder, with highs reaching the lower 60s. Another area of high pressure will build in behind that front, drying us out for the weekend with temperatures in the middle and upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a major early spring winter storm will be developing over the next few days as energy pushes through the Northern Rockies and Great Basin and into the central and southern high plains tomorrow. Widespread heavy snow is likely from this storm over the next few days, with amounts in excess of a foot likely through the northern Rockies and across portions of the northern to central plains. This storm is expected to intensify rapidly late tonight into tomorrow, and this will produce an increasing wind field across an expansive area from the southwest and Great Basin across much of the middle section of the nation, including all of the plains. These potentially high winds will produce life-threatening travel conditions with blizzard conditions possible over portions of the central and northern plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley. To the south of the heavy snow, damaging winds are also likely, with sustained winds of 30 to 50 miles per hour possible, with a few gusts over hurricane force possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 21 degrees with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 39, 86% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.73 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 13 at Estacourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lower 60s, Boston cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 52, that's 7 degrees above normal. 29 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 2.1 inches for the month, which is 1.1 inches above normal, and 55.4 inches for the season, which is 3.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35, the record high, 77, set in 1991 and in 1945, and the record low, 16, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely this afternoon and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered rain and snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and a thunderstorm possible late this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered rain and snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and a thunderstorm possible late this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers tonight in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy around 50. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Thursday, lower 50s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers in the lower 60s Friday. A mix of sun and clouds over the weekend in the middle and upper 50s both days, and another chance of rain on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.